عاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي صدق وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين We begin with the praises of Allah رب العالمين That Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, on his deathbed, he gathering his children around him with one final question. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, on his deathbed, gathering his children with one final question. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي Who will you worship after my passing? Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam knew his children were believers. But he was not asking if they knew that Allah was their Lord. He was asking if they would live it. He was not asking if Allah is your Lord, but he was asking if they will live it. Will you truly live as the slaves of Allah when I'm gone? And this is the question when I was reading the tafsir of this that haunted me. And I kept thinking, will my children be ready to carry the weight of deen from their daily five prayers to learning and living the sharia in all aspects of their lives? Will my children turn to the Quran and Sunnah for guidance when things get confusing and when they face tough challenges in life? Will my children care for this ummah and remember that our loyalty transcends country, tribe, or ethnic groups? Will my children love to choose Allah and His Messenger when the whole world will want them to compromise? And after giving thought to these questions and having a mini attack, at the end of the day, I realized that I cannot control who my children will become. I cannot control that. Nuh alayhi salam, he called his people to Islam for 950 years. But his own son didn't believe in him. Our own beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam couldn't save his beloved uncle. But the paradox is at the heart of every Muslim parent. On one hand, we have tremendous responsibility to provide the tarbiyah, model the right behavior, create an environment where our children's spirituality flourishes. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly mentioned, kullukum ra'in. Every one of you is a shepherd. وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. And each and every one of you is responsible for his flock. But on the other hand, we need to trust that guidance ultimately comes from Allah Rabbul Alameen. We can do everything right, and still our children may struggle. Or we may feel inadequate in our parenting. Yet Allah may guide our children in ways that we never thought. So my respected audience, what can we do? What can I and you do to better the lives of our children? You see, many people, they say that what's going to happen to my children after I die? You hear people commonly say this. It's a common thought that people generally share amongst themselves, that Maulana, I'm worried, what is going to happen to my children after I die? I say, change the phrase. And rather worry about what is going to happen to them when they die. You worry, what is going to happen to your children when you die? What is going to happen to them when they die? So what can we do, my respected audience? I'm no parenting expert, and I'm sure that there are better experts who can advise in this regard. But here are some of my thoughts as we begin the new year. Number one, is we need to model, not just teach. Understand this well. We need to model, not just teach. Our children need to see us living our faith. Our children need to see us living our faith, not just talking about it. When they see us making salah a priority in our lives, Allah's salah will become a priority in their lives also. When they see us reading Quran every morning, my dad and my mom sits and read, then inshallah, they will also start to read Quran. When they watch us choose halal, though it is, these memories will plant something in their hearts, inshallah. So you can't just expect and tell your children to do. You need to model it. And I can clearly remember, and you will bear with me, we do not remember so much as the valuables our parents left for us. We remember more than the values they left in us. We don't remember more the valuables that our parents left for us, but we remember more the values that they left in us. Respected elders and friends, lead such a life that your children are proud to hear about your legacy. You know, my father, he never missed a salah. And I can proudly say that about my father, alhamdulillah. I am so honored that I can proudly say that about my father. And I'm sure there are other ulama sitting here, elders, that wallahi, my father never missed his salah. He only missed 3 salahs in his life, and that also because he was in hospital. He was unconscious. Who amongst us can tell our children one day when we leave this world, and our children can say, you know, my dad, he never missed a salah. Your children will become who you are. So be who you want them to be. Your children will become who you are. So be who you want them to be. So we need to model, just not teach. Number two, make dua constantly. Guidance is from Allah. Therefore, our most powerful tool is dua. We should turn all our worries and concerns into fuel to make heartfelt dua for our children. They say a dua of a parent is never rejected for his children. So all the time make dua for your children. And I came across an amazing quote that I want to share with you. Listen to this, subhanAllah. Somebody put it so beautifully. They say when you with your children, when you with your children, talk to them about Allah. You're listening, my brothers? When you with your children, talk to them about Allah. And when they not with you, talk to Allah about them. Allah. And when you not with your children, talk to them. Now listen to this. So when you not with them, they will talk to Allah about you. Hi, subhanAllah, so beautiful. So beautiful. Can I say it one more time? When you with your children, talk to them about Allah. And when they not with you, talk to Allah about them. So when you not with them, they will talk to Allah about you. Number three, create moments of spiritual connection. As parents, we need to invest in our kids' education. We need to invest in their regular spiritual habits. Whether it's praying together, reading Quran together, discussing the seerah together, talking about current events taking place from an Islamic perspective and lens, creating a space for spiritual conversations that go beyond did you pray, and then teach them to access guidance. We won't always have answers to their questions or guide them through challenges. So we need to teach them how to access divine guidance directly, how to find answers for their spiritual questions of life and the challenges, and every answer they will find in the Quran and Sunnah, including which websites, which resources to study, etc. Teach them how to pray istikhara. Tomorrow they will be confused about a life decision. Which college must I go study? Which job must I take? Which partner must I get married to? Which car must I buy? Where must I go? Where do they seek guidance from? Two rakats of Salatul Istikhara. Ask Allah, teach them about that. How to pray Istikhara. How to make friends that will teach them about Allah and the Akhirah. We need to accept the fact, my respected elders and friends, that the world will try to pull our children away from Islam. There will be peer pressure. There will be desires. There will be doubts. There will be countless fitnas. Even as adults, we struggling. As adults, we struggling. So can we imagine what is going through the minds of those innocent children? May Allah bless our children. May Allah preserve them. May Allah guide them. May Allah keep them steadfast and use them for the benefit of this ummah. My respected elders and friends, as a parent, we all have this worry for our children. I urge you and I encourage you to do three things. Pray one salah with your child. Show them the importance of salah. Make dua together after salah with your children. Have one deep conversation with your children regarding the purpose of life, regarding akhirah, on their relationship with Allah. How can they prepare for their everlasting journey? In your next sujood, make a specific dua for your children. And if you're not a parent as yet, Pray for righteous offspring, it's never too late. Pray for righteous offspring, it's never too late. My friends, our children are a trust that is given to us by Allah. It is our responsibility to mold their hearts and minds. We are able for their moral, ethical, and educational needs. We need to understand that our providing and our duty goes beyond feeding. It goes beyond grooming. It goes beyond entertaining and preparing them for this temporary abode. Ensuring that they are fed, ensuring that they are clothed, ensuring that they are schooled in the best of school is by no means an indication of good parental care. That is not an indication of good parental care. Proper education and guidance is far more important than this food, this grooming, and this appearance that we are giving our children. And we are so fortunate in South Africa that we enjoy a unique educational infrastructure that is known as the maktab or the educational system. We enjoy this educational legacy because of our forefathers and the wisdom of our forefathers who established a madrasa wherever they did. It is an invaluable heritage which we must jealously guard and promote. My respected elders and friends, the maktab serves as the life preservation and the protection of the deen of our children. It gives our children the opportunity to master the recitation of the Quran. It creates a deep-rooted consciousness of Allah in their life. It gives them a belonging of a wider brotherhood to the Ummah. It forges an Islamic identity. It helps insulate our children from hypocrisy and disbelief. Unfortunately, this bastion of preserving the deen is being undermined, and its value is fast diminishing from the hearts of many parents. Many parents, in the quest to empower their children, prefer them to leave their deen, prefer them to leave the madrasa. And my respected elders and friends, we need to take heed of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly left me and you responsible. Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. That save yourself and your family from the fire of Jahannam. My respected elders and brothers, when Allah, listen to this, in Sunan Darimi, I came across an amazing hadith last night. That when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala intends punishing any nation, when Allah intends punishing any nation, He hears the children being taught Quran and He averts the punishment away from them. Allahu Akbar. When Allah intends any nation and He hears the children being taught Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala averts that punishment away from them. We know the incident of Isa alayhi salam when he passed a qabr and the father was being punished. And after a few years, when he again passed that same route, the father was enjoying the bliss of Jannah and gardens of paradise. And he asked Allah, why the change? Allah said, how can I punish this father when his child attends madrasa and his child reads Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. When the child is saying, I am kind and I am merciful, my jalal does not allow me to punish his father. Allahu Akbar, my respected elders and friends. Even if you spend millions on your children's education, they will flee from you on the day when a father will flee from his son and a son will flee from his father. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. But if you made them memorize the Holy Quran, they will search for you to wear the crown of majesty. Allahu Akbar. My respected elders and friends, teaching your children how to count is fine. Teaching your children how to count is fine. But teaching them what counts is the real thing. Teaching your children how to count is fine. But teaching them what counts is the real thing. The values that we leave in our children are more important than the valuables that we leave for them. And the legacy of your life is not what you leave for your children, it is what you leave in your children. So Allah has given us this new year. As much as I'm not saying don't attend to the school, send them to the best of schools, inshallah, if Allah has given you means. But don't compromise their deeni education. Don't compromise their deeni education and their tarbiyah. Alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful madrasa. We have a beautiful hifz class that is running. Wallahi, this is our true investment. And in that regard, inshallah, whatever we will spend, this Friday collection that we do also, inshallah, those children that will start learning alif, ba, ta, tha, we don't know where Allah is going to take them. Tomorrow, one of those children can become a hafiz of the Quran. And you financially provided the means. You financially secured that this masjid and madrasa continues to run. In the akhirah, you will wonder where all this reward is coming from. And Allah will say, you remember you gave that 100 rand on Friday in Masjid al-Rahmah? This is the benefit and this is the investment of it. So wherever we can spend, inshallah, in the path of Allah, today's collection as well, and thereafter also, pay your children's madrasa fees on time. Like we pay the school fees, we want that dastaka discount. You know, they say you pay before end of January, you get 10% dastaka. Indians, they like 10% discount. The madrasa also gives discount, inshallah. So pay their madrasa fees on time. What happiness and what shock and what a glad heart that Allah, inshallah, use my child and use my money for the service of deen, inshallah. We all will try to do that, inshallah. Inshallah, Allah give me and all of us the understanding. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ. الحمد لله الأكرم الذي خلق الإنسان وكرم وعلمه من البيان ما لم يعلم فسبحان الذي لا يحصى امتنانه باللسان ولا بالقلم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أوتي جوامع الكلم وكرائم الحكم ومكارم الشيم صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه نجوم الطريق الأمم أما بعد فإن علم الشرائع والأحكام هو أعظم فرائض الإسلام ومن ثم أمر به وحث عليه تعليما وتعلما فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغوا عني ولو آية وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من يرد الله به خير يفقهه في الدين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيم الصلاة Brothers, let us ensure that our soft are straight, standing shoulder to shoulder, with our heels in line, standing as close as possible, trying to fill in all the gaps. There is still quite a place at the back of the masjid, inshallah. Brothers who are in the courtyard, let us try to come forward, fill in the space. Once again, we make an humble appeal for the collection that will take place for the masjid and madrasa after the remainder of the salah, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا حلالا طيبا ولسانا ذاكرا شاكرا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم ربنا زدنا علما اللهم ربنا زدنا علما اللهم ربنا زدنا علما اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.